This evening we are going to study John chapter 3 and 3 chapter 4.
今天晚上我们要查考约翰福音第三章第四章。
Let's refer to the book of John chapter 3.
我们大家来看约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章。
Verse 13,
十三节开始。
No one has ascended into heaven but he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man.
除了从天降下人就在天的人子，没有人升过天。
This is a very profound verse in the Bible.
这一节圣，这一是在圣经里头那一个非常深奥的圣经章节。
Jesus was in the world, however, at the same time he was in heaven.
主耶稣虽然是在地上，但是仍然在天上。
We human being, if you are here, you cannot be at your home.
我们做个人你在这里，你就不可能在家里。
We are limited by time and space.
因为我们受到时间跟空间的限制。
If you see somebody here and at the same time you are at home, one is true, or the other one may not be the true one.
你若是在这里看到一个人，在家里又是看那个人，那么可能你所看的一个是对的，一个是不对的。
But Jesus, since he is the Word become flesh.
但是主耶稣他是道成肉身。
In spirit, he can at the same time in heaven and in this earth.
那么主耶稣他是在灵里头，所以他就在天上，同时在地上。
In this earth, he is a son. He has a physical body. In heaven, he is spirit. He is God himself.
他在地上他是人子，所以他带有肉身。在天上，他是神，他是灵。
So we have to understand the relationship between Jesus and God from the spiritual perspective.
所以从灵的方面我们了解主耶稣跟神的关系。
Because in the spiritual realm is so different from our physical realm we can experience every day.
因为在灵界跟我们在肉体就是每天所经过的事情是大不相同。
Quite often we are trapped by our daily experience.
常常我们就现在我们每天的经验当中。
We try to use our daily experienceTo understand the relation between the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
我们用我们每天的经验要来解释这个父子圣灵的关系。
However, this is a spiritual relationship. It's far beyond we can understand from our daily experience in this world.
但是这父子圣灵的关系是一个灵界的关系，不是用我们人每天的经历可以解释清楚的。
The most profound theological topic is Godhead.
这个神观里头有关于这个神的这位格的事情是最难的。
Because this is has been debated for 1,000 years.
因为成千年来一直在这个争辩当中。
But a lot of true seeker come to the church. The first issue they are going to discuss is whether it's Trinity or the only one true God.
那么很多的这个慕道友到教会来，他就要讨论到底是独一神观才对呢，还是三位一体才对。
And you can discover a lot of verses are quoted by both sides.
那么两种不同神观的人都可以同样的引用一段圣经
，but they have different interpretation.
但是他们的解释就大不相同。
Even quite often we get confused. It seems they are talking the same thing.
常常我们为他们所这个争辩的，我们觉得非常困惑但事实上又是变一样的东西。
But whether you know the only true God or you know the Trinity, that doesn't do something with your personal salvation.
但是不管是你坚持三位一体，或者是独一神观，对你个人得救又没有直接关系。
You can understand that better.
或许你可以了解得更清楚一点。
But if it is too profound for you that you cannot understand, it will never affect your salvation.
但是若是这个道理太深奥，你没有办法了解，这也不影响你的得救。
But the conclusion of Trinity and the only one true God are different.
但是这个三位一体跟独一神观，它的结论是不同的。
Which is tightly related to our salvation. Which is related to our personal salvation.
那么对于我们个人的得救是有关系的。
Because anyone who advocate a Trinity always baptize people in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
因为那些相信三位一体的人，他们总是奉父、子、圣灵的名给人家施洗。
But anyone believe the only one true God, and they baptize people in the name of Jesus Christ.
但是相信独一神官的人，总是奉主耶稣基督的名来施洗。
So the conclusion is quite different.
所以他们的结论是不同的。
But if you look into the book of Acts,
若是你查考使徒行传的话
，from chapter 2.Chapter 8, Chapter 10, Chapter 19.
第二章、第八章、第十章、第十九章。
All the apostles baptized people in the name of Jesus Christ.
使徒们他们都是奉主耶稣的名给别人施洗。
So from the conclusion, we understand all the apostles they believe there is only one God.
所以从这个结论来说，使徒们他们都是相信独一的真神。
And they can understand what.The meaning of what Jesus told them, you have to baptize people in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
而且他们也非常的了解主耶稣所说的要奉父子圣灵的名给人家施洗是什么意思。
Chapter 3, verse 14.
约翰回第三章十四节。
And Moses dipped up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be dipped up. Verse 15.
十五节。
That he whoever believes in him may have eternal life.We still can recall the incident happened in the wilderness.
我们还记得当犹太人、以色列人在旷野他们漂流的时候
，because they complained, so God allowed the serpent of fire went into them and by them a lot of people died.
因为以色列人他们抱怨神所以神就让火蛇进入百姓当中，咬死了很多人。
And then they start to make some self reflection and start to repent.God commanded Moses to make a serpent of bronze.
当以色列百姓他们反省自己，开始在神面前悔改的时候，那么神吩咐摩西要挤出铜蛇。
And then whenever they look at the bronze serpent, and they can be cured.
那些被火蛇咬的以色列人，当他们举目观看铜蛇的时候，他们就得到医治。
And that bronze serpent typifies the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以这个铜蛇就是来象征主耶稣基督。
We are destined to die.
因为我们人人都有一死
But as soon as you focus on the salvation of Jesus Christ
但是只要你针对的相信主耶稣基督的救恩
We are going to have eternal life
那我们就有永生
And from chapter 3 verse 16 to 21
这个约翰福音三章的十六节到二十一节
Chapter 3 verse 16 to 21
十六节到二十一节
And this paragraph talk aboutThe only Son and the Light.
在这里提到的这个独生子还有提到光。
Verse 16.
十六节开始。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. This is a very important proclamation of Jesus Christ.
这是主耶稣他对世人非常重要的宣告。
The greatest love in the world is the love of God.
这个世界上最大的爱就是神爱世人。
No one's love can ever compare with the love of God.
因为没有一个人爱能够跟神的爱来相比。
And the greatest gift God gave to the human being is His only begotten Son.
那么神给人最大的礼物就是将他的独生子赐给我们。
And then, next one, who believe him shall not perish.
那么叫一切信他的不至灭亡。
The greatest crisis in human beings' life is perish.
这个人最大的危机就是要这个灭亡。
Perish means to be condemned into the eternal hell.
这个灭亡意思就是要在地狱的永火里头受死刑。
And there will be no light in total darkness.
这个地里头是没有光，是完全的黑暗。
Because、in the spiritual realm, God is light.
因为在灵界里头，神就是光。
In the hell, there will be no God, so there will be no light.
那么地里头没有神，当然没有光。
There will be no life, there will be no hope.
也没有生命，也没有希望。
And in the spiritual realm, God is love.
那么在灵界里头，神是爱。
In the hell, there will be no love.
那么在这个地里头没有爱。
So can you imagine you live in the world without light and without love? What kind of life will be?
你可以想象在这世界上 活着都是没有光也没有爱的话，那我们的生活又要成为怎么样子？
That kind of life is very difficult to imagine.
这种生活方式是难以想象的。
If your family has no love, how can you live?
若是你的家人对你没有爱，那你怎么能活下去呢？
If United States under the total darkness,
你只不是活在完全的黑暗当中。
Can you stay here any longer?
若是完全在黑暗当中，你能够存留下来吗？
But the eternal punishment is to be condemned into hell.
所以这个灭亡就是永远在这个地里头受咒诅。
And the greatest blessing is to have eternal life.
那么最大的祝福就是得到永生。
Go to heaven.
就是上这个上天堂得永生。
So chapter 3 verse 16 gives a very wonderful promise from Jesus Christ.
所以约翰福音三章十六节就是主耶稣给我们一个很大的应许。
And Jesus come not to condemn the world, but to save the world.
因为主耶稣来，并不是要定世人的罪，乃是要救世人。
But those who don't believe, they will be judged.
但是那些不信的人他们的罪就定了。
And start from verse 19 onwards, talk about the light.
三章十九节开始提到光。
Jesus is the light.
因为主耶稣就是光。
And when he come into the world, the people is going to be automatically separated into two groups.
主耶稣是光到世界上来的时候，那么世人就分成两大类。
One are the group of people who are waiting to accept the light.
一大类的人就是他们会接受光，接受耶稣。
And the other group of people, are the people who reject the light.
那么另外一类的人就是他们要拒绝光，拒绝耶稣。
Which means they are waiting to live in darkness.
那么拒绝光的人就是要住在黑暗当中。
So when we believe in Jesus Christ,
所以当我们相信耶稣的时候，
we gradually transform our life into the light of God.
我们的生活就慢慢改变我们成为是活在光中神的儿女。
Then you can discover your friend, previous friend, one by one, left you.
那么你慢慢发现你过去的朋友一个一个的离开你去了。
Why?
为什么？
Because previously we live in darkness.
因为过去我们是活在黑暗当中。
Right now we live in the light.
那么现在我们是活在光的当中。
Our righteous life will condemn their unrighteous life.
所以我们公义的光就要定那些人的罪。
For example, if you don't smoke,
比方说你都是不吸烟的话，
you don't drink,
或者是你不喝酒，
you don't dance,
你不跳舞。
And when your friend look at you, you mingle with them, then your behavior, your lifestyle will condemn your sin.
所以你都不跟你那些朋友那些这个吃喝醉酒的朋友在一起的话，那么你的行为就定他们的罪了。
So they are not going to welcome you.
所以他们不再欢迎你了。
Either you cut off your relation with them, or they are going to expel you from their group.
或者是你跟他们断了关系，或者是他们就把你从他们群中赶出去了。
But the other way around.
那么另外一方面来说。
If you start to slide backwards in your religious belief.
若是你在属灵的信仰上慢慢的退步。
And gradually live a very secular life.
然后过着一个属世的生活。
You can see a lot of people start to come near to you.
那么你就看见周遭很多的朋友就来亲近你了。
Those who live in the darkness start to close in to you.
因为那些住在黑暗当中的人他们就会接近你。
Because you are sinking into the darkness.
因为你就慢慢的呈现在黑暗当中。
You belong to the same group.
那么你是属于他们同群的。
So our religious belief, is going to have no room to compromise.
所以为着要保持我属灵信仰，我没有妥协的余地。
Either you move towards light or you slide into the darkness.
或许你是这个倾向光明或者你又陷入黑暗。
There is no way you can stand in the between.
那么这当中没有存留之地。
So chapter 2, the last, chapter 3 is talk about the light and the darkness.
所以这个约翰福音第三章就提到这个光明跟黑暗之间的分别。
We have to make a choice.
我们必须要做一个抉择。
So sometimes, we can see a person's spirituality from the friend they made.
有时候我们看一个人的属灵的观景，看他交的朋友就清楚了。
Because light has no fellowship with darkness.
啊，因为光跟黑暗是不能相交的。
And chapter 3, verse 22 to 30.
那么接着二十二节到三十节。
Let's talk about Jesus and John the Baptist.
啊，提到耶稣跟施洗约翰的事。
Verse 22.
二十二节。
After this, Jesus and his disciples went into the land of Judea. There he remained with them and baptized. 23. John also baptizing at Anon near Salim, because there was much water there. And the people came and were baptized, for John had not yet been put in prison. John the Baptist baptized people.And same as Jesus Christ himself.
啊，这个约翰跟他的门徒啊，跟主耶稣一样，也跟人家施洗。
But the ministry performed by two persons actually are not conflict to each other.
啊，但是施洗约翰的洗跟耶稣的洗啊，并没有矛盾冲突的地方。
Because John the Baptist is a forerunner for the ministry of Jesus Christ.
啊，因为施洗约翰他是做耶稣的先锋。
So both of them are not against each other.
所以他们两者并不冲突。
And when we read the Acts chapter 19, and when Paul visits the church in Ephesus,
当我们读到《使徒行传》第十九章，保罗他访问以弗所教会的时候
，Paul asked them a question.
保罗问他们一句话
：Did you receive Holy Spirit when you believe?
说你们信的时候受圣灵没有
？They said no.
他们回答说没有。
And Paul asked the second question.
保罗继续问第二个问题。
What kind of baptism did you receive?
那你们受的是什么的洗呢
？They say we received the baptism of John the Baptist.
他们回答说我们是受的这个施洗约翰的洗。
And Paul say the baptism of John the Baptist is for the repentance.
这个保罗跟他们说这个施洗约翰的洗是一个悔改的洗。
So Paul baptized them once again for the remission of sin.
所以这个保罗再一次跟他们施洗，使他们罪得赦。
And they hand on them, and they receive Holy Spirit.
那么以后他们就得到圣灵。
So from the ministry of John the Baptist and the ministry of Jesus Christ, we can understand the relationship between the true Jesus Church and the other churches.
所以从施洗约翰他的传道的执事跟耶稣的执事，就可以想象到别的教会跟我们真耶稣教会的关系。
Jesus say, those who are not against us actually is for us.
主耶稣说那些不是敌我们的就是跟我们做朋友的。
So among the Christianity, those who are not against us actually are for us.
那么事实上在基督教界也是一样不跟我们为敌的就是跟我们做朋友的。
So they baptize people too.
他们也是跟别人施洗。
But that baptism is for repentance.
但是他们的施洗就好像施洗约翰的这个悔改的洗。
So you can see quite a lot of very godly Christians, they receive baptism.
我们看见很多虔诚的基督徒他们也受洗。
They try to live a godly life.
他们过一个虔诚的生活。
Their baptism is good, but it's not perfect.
他们的洗礼是好的但并不是完全的。
So that they cannot receive the Holy Spirit.
所以他们没有办法领受这个应许的圣灵。
But if they can come receive the true baptism of the remission of sin,
若是他们能够来接受这个洗罪的这个合法的洗礼的话
，they will be able to receive the Holy Spirit.
那么他们就可以领受宝贵的圣灵。
You can see the ministry in Africa.
我们看见在非洲的这个传道工作。
Can you imagine if all the Africa are occupied by Muslim?How difficult it is for us to preach the gospel there nowadays.
若是整个非洲他们都是信回教的话那今天我们要传我们真教会的道理是多么困难。
Because you have to start everything from scratch, from the bottom.
因为你要重新开始。
You have to tear down their old belief.
你首先要拆下他们原来的信仰。
And build on the new belief.
那么再建立新的信仰。
However, most of the Africa country are...occupied by Christians.
但是大部分的这个非洲的国家他们都是先接受过基督教的信仰。
So when you go to visit their country, you can discover a lot of churches.
所以你去访问非洲国家的时候，你可以发现很多这个外教会的教会。
And Quite a few of them are quite godly.
那么也有不少他们是很虔诚信仰的。
So we go there, we only preach two things, most important two things.
所以我们去传的时候，去传两样最重要的。
Baptism for the forgiveness of your sin.
要除罪的这个洗礼。
And receive the Holy Spirit as an evidence of your sonship.
然后就是要接受圣灵证实我们是属神的儿女
And of course, we will preach the food washing, Holy Communion, and Holy Sabbath too.
当然我们要传这个洗脚礼圣餐礼还有这个安息日
So in a very short moment, they accept these five basic doctrines and their faith can be complete.
所以在短时间之内若是他们能够接受这个五大教义的话那么他们的信仰就完全了
So John Baptist knows his own role.And he knows his own mission.
所以施洗约翰知道他扮演的角色是什么，他的职事是什么。
So when somebody told him that Jesus accept the disciple more than you do,
所以当他们跟他讲说这个主耶稣的门徒这个施洗的比你的门徒更多的时候
，And then what did John Baptist react?
那么到底施洗约翰他回答什么话？
Verse 27,
27节。
Chapter 3, verse 27.
就是第三章的二十七节。
So John answered, "No one can receive anything except what is given him from heaven."
约翰说，若不从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。
28.
二十八节。
You yourself bear me witness that I say I am not the Christ, but I have been sent before him.
我曾说我不是基督，是奉差遣在他前面的。
So he knew he was not Christ.
所以他知道他不是基督。
He was sent to perform the work before Jesus Christ.
他是这个奉差遣在主耶稣面前做先锋的工作。
Because of this, you can see the ministry of Jesus is not competing with the ministry of John the Baptist.
那么从这一点看到主耶稣他的职事跟施洗约翰的职事并不是竞争作用。
So we understand in the church in the holy work.There is no way we compete with each other.
就好像在做圣工的时候，我们并不是彼此竞争。
Because God gives different person has different gift.
因为神给每一个人不同的恩赐。
God gives different person different role.
不同的人扮演不同的角色。
So we use different gift to serve each other to serve the church.
所以我们用不同的这个职事恩赐来服侍神服侍教会。
We play different role so that our work can.Join together to edify the whole church.
所以我们扮演不同的角色互作肢体，因此我们可以互相建立教会。
So different gift and different role are not to compare each other.
所以这不同的这个角色不同的职事并不是互相比互相比较。
But to work with one another.
乃是能够彼此互相的配搭服侍。
So verse 30 is a very important verse.
所以三十节是很重要的一节。
He must increase and I must decrease.
他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Have you ever heard anybody in the world say this?
我们曾经听这个任何世人讲这句话吗
？You can hear a lot of the politician during the political campaign. He must decrease.I must increase. Just the opposite side.
很多的这个政治家在竞选的时候，那么他们一定是说我必兴旺，他必衰微。
Right. Even in the business field, they do the same thing.
就是在商业界也是一样。
Only in the religious field, the people are there to say so.
只有在这个属灵的这个信仰里面才不是这样说。
He must increase. I must decrease.
提到说是他必兴旺，我必衰微。
Also, sooner or later, the older generation is going to hand over the task of the sacred work to the younger generation.
因为不久之后这个圣工的棒子要接给下一代。
And these two generations are not competing with each other.
那么这个老的一代跟年轻的一代并不是互相竞争。
Just like Moses hand over the leadership to Joshua.
就好像摩西把这个领导的权交给耶稣一样。
And both persons' ministry, they join together, become a perfect journey in the wilderness.
那摩西他的这个领导跟耶稣亚的领导他们配搭的非常的合适。
So sometimes we have to have this kind of spirit and attitude. He must increase, and I must decrease.
啊，所以我们必须要学习啊，这种啊，这个属灵的这个风范啊，就是他必兴旺，我必衰微。
And this is the correct attitude acceptable by God.
那么这就是一个正确的态度啊，是蒙神喜悦的。
According to the prophecy that John the Baptist is the greatest prophet in the Old Testament.
那么根据啊这个记载啊，这个施洗约翰啊就是。所有的先知当中最大的一位。
In the book of Matthew chapter 11.
在马太福音的第十一章。
Chapter 11, verse 11.
马太福音十一章十一节。
Chapter 11, verse 11. Truly I say to you, among those born of woman,there has risen no one greater than the John the Baptist. John the Baptist is the greatest prophet.
所以这里提到说，施洗约翰是最大的先知。
However, anyone in the kingdom of God are greater than the John the Baptist.
然而天国里头最小的比施洗约翰还更大。
How can we understand this?
那我们怎么了解这段圣经呢？
Let's come back to John chapter 3.
我们再回到约翰福音的第三章。
John chapter 3,
约翰福音第三章
verse 29,
二十九节。
He who has a bride is a bridegroom, and the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoice greatly at the bridegroom's voice. Therefore, this joy of mine is now full. We look intothis sentence, there is a bride and there is a bridegroom and there is a friend.
我们提到这段圣经啊，那边有这个起新妇的新郎，还有新郎的朋友。
Okay. Who is John the Baptist?
那么到底施洗约翰是谁
？Who are you?
那么你们又是谁
？Who is Jesus Christ?
那么主耶稣又是谁？
Jesus Christ is a bridegroom.
主耶稣就是新郎
，and we are the bride.
那我们就是新户。
And John the Baptist is a friend.
那么这个施洗约翰就是新郎的朋友。
So who is more intimate? With the bride, the bridegroom?
所以到底谁跟这个新郎比较亲近呢？
Is it the bride or the friend?
到底是这个新户呢，还是新郎的朋友？
Of course, it is the bride who is closer to the bridegroom than the friend.
当然是新户比新郎最接近。
In the heart of the bridegroom, the bride is more important than the friend.
因为在新郎的心里头，新妇比他的朋友还更重要。
So no wonder in the kingdom of God, the least one is greater than the John Baptist.
所以在神国里头的最小的比施洗约翰还大。
Because he is only a friend when we are the bride.
因为施洗约翰只不过是个朋友，但我们是新妇。
So when we come back, if you go into the book of Hebrew, you know the New Testament is better than the Old Testament.
所以当我们读这个希伯来书的时候，我们知道这个新约是比旧约还完全。
Why?
为什么？
And this is one of the reasons.
这就是其中的原因之一。
We are more blessed than the people in the Old Testament.
因为我们在新约的比在旧约的人更得到祝福。
And chapter 3 verse 31 to the end.
那么三章的三十一节到最后一节
It tried to teach us how to discern the one who come from above
就是叫我们怎样子来判断证实哪一个是从天上来的
Which is Jesus Christ, the Savior
就是主耶稣他就是我们的救主
And this is only also a criteria how to judge whether the Spirit is coming from above or coming from the earth
那么也是同样的条件我们可以来辩证到底这是从上头来的灵呢，还是这个地上来的灵？
31,
三十一节。
He who come from above is above all. He who is of the earth belong to the earth, and of the earth he speaks. He who comes from above is above all. And we can also see.34
okay, 同样唱34节
And for he who from God has sent utter the words of God for it is not by measure that give him the spirit He who come from God utter the words of God.
这个从神来的就说神的话。
So, this paragraph try to tell us, those who come from above will say the things above, which means spiritual.
所以这个圣经说这个从天上来的就说神的话。
Those who come from the earth speak the things in the earth.
那么从地上来的就说这个地上的话。
So we can see a lot of people proclaim they receive the Spirit.
我们听很多人说他们也受了圣灵。
They saw the vision.
他们见异象。
And they can prophesy.
他们可以说预言。
But you carefully analyze their own prophecy.
但是都是我们好好的去分析他们的这个预言的话。
80%, 90% are related to something in the earth.
他们所说的预言这个80%-90%都是属地上的事。
And when you listen to the brother and sister in our church,
但是你仔细的听我们教会弟兄姐妹的见证。
80% or 90% the vision they saw is something to do with spiritual.
这个80%-90%提到他们的这个异象异梦都是属神的属天国的事。
So there's a tremendous difference.
所以这当中有极大的不同。
This is one of the way to discern whether spirit is from above or from the earth.
那么根据这一点我们就可以证实他们说领受的灵是从天上来的或者是在地上的。
And also, if a person filled by the Spirit of God,
同时都是一个人被神的灵所充满。
Naturally, your heart will leap up to the heaven.
当然你的心就要被提升像到天上一样。
The content of your conversation will naturally focus on the things above.
那么当然你这个言谈之下你所谈吐的都是属神的事。
It's not by anybody force you to do that.
并不是人强迫你这样子做。
Naturally, the Spirit of God will lift up your thought upward.
但是自然的神的灵就把你的思想提升。
So you can recall in some incident when God walked mightily in the church.
所以我们可以想象过去当神的圣灵大大在教会动工的时候
almost everybody in the church talking something with God's business
每一个人所谈的事都是属神的事。
But on the other way around, if you see that a church, the Holy Spirit is not moving
但是你都是看一个教会的圣工停滞不发展的时候
In the Sabbath day, you bring a dish and you sit down and you listen the people talking surrounding you
比方说安息日你这个端的午餐你坐下来听周遭的人所谈的话
They talk a lot of worldly business
他们谈的很多都是属世的这个生意
Because their heart has never been lifted up by the Spirit to be spiritual
因为他们心从来没有被圣灵提升到这个天上
When the president was almost under impeachment
当一个美国总统几乎要被这个
impeach 怎么讲弹劾
被弹劾的时候
some of the churches during the lunch time we just amen during the lunch start to talk about this for the whole hour
有时候这个教会弟兄姐妹坐下来amen以后就是谈这些政治的事
he who come above speak the things above
那些从天上来的他们就谈论天上的
事 he who been filled by the spirit from aboveWill naturally talk about the things above.
那些被圣灵所充满的，他们就谈天上的事。
This is the unchangeable criteria.
这是不能改变的一个条件。
34节。For he whom God has sent utter the words of God. For it is not by measure that he gives the spirit. Okay.
神所差来的就说神的话，因为神是圣灵给他。是没有限量的。
The Spirit is unlimited.
这个圣灵是没有限量的圣灵。
Because God is unlimited, His Spirit is unlimited.
因为神是没有限量的，他的灵也是没有限量的。
So when a person filled by the Holy Spirit, moved by the Holy Spirit, and that kind of utterance is unlimited.
所以一个人被圣灵充满，那么他所说的灵言也是没有限量的。
If a person well versed about the Bible and he can speak the words of God unlimited.
一个人都是熟悉圣经的话，那么他可以详细的来解说圣经。
We compare the minister in our church and the other church, there's a quite difference.
当我们比较我们教会的传道跟别的教会的传道的话，那么有很大的不同。
In the other denomination, they only have to prepare sermon once a week.
啊，这个别的教会的传道人，哦，他们一个礼拜只有讲一次道，
哦，Sunday，
啊，就是礼拜天的讲道
，about 20 minutes to 30 minutes，
啊，这二十分钟到三十分钟，
哦，it should not be too long，
啊，不应该太长。哦，
so 52 sermon will complete your work in 1 year。
啊，所以五十二次的讲道，哦，啊，一下子就完全解决了。
啊 ，but in our church， 啊，哇呀。We have to prepare many, many times more than 52 sermons.
啊，在我们教会当传道人，我们比说准备五十二次还多了很多次。
Where comes the message?
那么我们的信息是从哪里来的？
啊 ，two way.
啊，有两个方法，两个来源。
First,
第一个
，you have to understand the words of God more.
啊，首先就是我们要更多了解神的话。
The second, you have to feel by the Holy Spirit.
啊，第二点就是你要被圣灵充满。
Then.You are going to have a lot of message to share.
然后你就有很多神的话可以来分享。
So there is no other secret.
啊，没有别的秘诀。
God give a spirit is unlimited.
啊，因为神所赐给我们的圣灵啊是没有限量的圣灵。
The last verse.
啊，最后一节。
He who believes in the Son has eternal life.And he who does not obey the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God rests upon him.
信子的人有永生，不信子的得不到永生。神的震怒藏在他身上。
The wrath of God rests upon him. Him referring to anyone who don't want to believe the Son.
这个神的震怒藏在他身上，就是那些不相信神的儿子的人。
So in our whole life, the most terrible thing is deep under the wrath of God.
这个人一生当中最糟糕的事就是常处在神的震怒之下。
Who will live under the wrath of God?
那么谁会处在神的震怒之下呢？
Anyone who don't believe in Jesus Christ.
就是那些不相信耶稣基督的人。
So on the one hand, Jesus brings us salvation.
所以一方面来说，主耶稣带给我们救恩。
For those who believe.
对那些相信人来说。
But on the other hand, Jesus will bring the condemnation to those who don't believe.
但是另外一方面来主耶稣对那些不信的人就带来咒诅。
So Jesus Christ is just like two-edged sword.
所以事实上主耶稣就像两刃的剑一样。
Now we go into chapter 4.
我们看第四章。
Chapter 4 mainly is talking about the dialogue between Jesus and the woman in Samaria.
这个第四章就是记载主耶稣跟撒玛利亚妇人谈到的事。
From verse 1 to verse 42.
从第一节到第四十二节为止。
We tried, in our church, we tried many times, try to train up the members to do the personal evangelism.
在我们教会里头，我们常常训练我们的信徒要做个人传道的工作。
And who is the one, who do the best personal evangelism?
那么到底谁做最好的这个个人传福音的工作呢？
It is Jesus Christ.
当然就是主耶稣基督。
So you can learn a lot from how did Jesus convert this woman.
所以我们从主耶稣跟这个撒玛利亚妇人的谈道当中学习很多的功课。
But before we go into that,
但是我们还没有进入这之前。
From chapter 4, we can understand the importance of personal evangelism.
从第四章就提到这个个人传道的工作的重要性。
Jesus convert the Samaritan woman.
主耶稣跟撒玛利亚妇人谈道。
And then the Samaritan woman go into the town to bear witness for Jesus Christ.
然后撒玛利亚妇人就到他的村庄里头把主耶稣跟他讲的话跟别人说了。
Chapter 4, verse 39.
我们看第四章三十九节。
Many Samaritans from that city believe in him because of woman's testimony.
说那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人做见证。
So you see, A conversion of one person can bring a lot of people to the Christ.
所以因为一人信主就引导很多人来信主。
And then those who are converted by the testimony of the Samaritan.
那么那些因为撒玛利亚人而相信的人。
Later on, they bring even more people to Christ.
他们领了更多的人来信耶稣。
So because of this woman, the whole township become a lot of people believe in that township.
So, 因为这个撒玛利亚妇人的见证，这个村庄的很多的人就相信了。
Today in our church, we try every different means to preach the gospel.
今天在我们教会里头，我们试着各种不同的方法要去传福音。
It turned out the most effective way is personal evangelism.
这个还是这个个人的布道最有效。
We have done the radio broadcast.
我们做过这个福音的广播。
Yes, there are some effect, but not as fruitful as the personal evangelism.
当然得到一些效果但是比不上个人的传道还有效果。
In some occasion that a church even put an advertisement in television.
有一次这个教会布道还在电视上广播。
I still recall there was a youth so excited. You can see our church name in the television.
年轻人当中一个他非常兴奋他说在这个电视上看到我们真耶稣教会的名字
But it turned out only two, three seekers come sit one night and finish
但是呢只有两三个这个慕道友来听了就走了
And we also tried to put on advertisement in the newspaper
那我们在这个报纸上也登广告过
It turned out we the result is we find a lot of lost sheep.
但事实上我们发现到后来流失了很多的羊。
We find out a lot of lost sheep.
后面找回很多的 找回很多的迷失的羊。
Because a lot of members they come to United States, they did not know there's a church.
因为我们教会很多的信徒到美国来他不知道当地有我们真耶稣教会
when they read the newspaper advertisement and they come back to the church
当他们看见我们教会在报纸上的广告他才知道我们教会的地址
only a few people really convert to our church by the advertisement in newspaper
但是呢因为这个在报纸上的广告那么真正来相信的就不多了
so most of people convert to our church most of them are through the personal evangelism
所以大部分最后相信我们教会的人都是因为个人布道的关系
so John chapter 4 he tried to emphasize the importance of personal evangelism
所以约翰福音第四章就是在强调这个人传福音的重要性
and Jesus is the one who can utilize different occasion to preach the gospel to different people
主耶稣他用不同的环境做一个适当的教义传给不同的人
right now he come to this town called Samaria
这个时候主耶稣来到这个撒玛利亚城
in verse 4 Samaria
这个第四节这里提到撒玛利亚
and last time he was very thirsty
这个时候主耶稣非常口渴
so he asked water from Samaria Samaritan woman
所以他向一个撒玛利亚的妇人来要水喝
and then chapter 7 he start from the conversation of the water
那么第七节开始主耶稣跟这个撒玛利亚妇人就谈起话来了
so how can we start our personal evangelism
所以我们做个人布道应该从什么时候开始呢
from something happened in our daily life
从我们日常周遭所发生的事情开始。
Of course, the most common topic is weather. Pacifica is very cool.
当然，谈天气是最好的像好像 Pacifica 天气很凉快。
But it seems Jesus did not start from there.
但是好像主耶稣没有先谈天气。
He start from water.
他从水开始谈起。
But water is something material.
这个水是一个物质的东西。
So after a few conversations, Jesus tried to turn the topic to something spiritual.
所以主耶稣谈了几句这个物质的事情之后，就转向属灵的事情来了。
Chapter 4, verse 10.
这第四章第十节。
Chapter 4, verse 10.
第四章第十节。
Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,'" you would have asked him, and he would give you the living water. Now, Jesus, one step further, talk about living water.
主耶稣再进一步的谈到活水。
Talk about God.
谈到神。
So sometimes we personally we have this experience.
有时候我们自己也有这种经验。
If we are not experienced, we spend a lot of time talk about something worldly and never change the topic.
都是没有经验的话我们谈很多属世的事情但是转不回来到属灵的事
when is the time we try to turn into the something spiritual the time is over
当我们要转话题到属灵事情的时候，时间已经过去了。
So we enjoy a lot of talking, share a lot of information, but we fail to pass a lot of information to that person.
所以我们谈了很多的话，这个花了很多时间，但是没有把最重要的信息给那个人说了。
So Jesus start from water and turn into the living water.
所以主耶稣从这个水开始，然后提到活水。
And then this woman, you can see the curiosity of this woman.
我们可以看见这个妇人她的好奇心。
And he never heard about living water.
她从来没有听说过活水。
So one step further, he asked about the question, where comes the living water?
所以她进一步问说，那么这活水是从哪里来的呢？
Verse 12.
第十二节。
Are you greater than the father Jacob, who gave us a well and drank it himself, and his son, his cattle? And then, okay, 11, huh? Verse 11.
十一节。
And the woman said to him, Sir, you have nothing to draw with.And the well is deep. Where do you get the living water? So out of curiosity, the woman asked.
所以这个出于好奇心啊，这个妇人就这样问。
And the living water, according to John chapter 7, is Holy Spirit.
当然这活水根据第七章就是圣灵。
Of course, in our church, the most common topic we discuss is Holy Spirit, right?
在我们教会头最谈的还是圣灵。
Because this is so unique experience in True Jesus Church.
因为得圣灵的体验在真耶稣教会里头是最突出的。
So when we talk about Holy Spirit, can arouse a lot of people's curiosity. What's that?
所以当我们谈圣灵的事情，很多人他们会好奇，会说这是什么
？I've been a Christian for so long time, I never heard about this.
所以我做基督徒这么久了，我从来没有听说过。
And out of the curiosity, Jesus guide her.One step further.
所以这个出于好奇心，那么主耶稣在带领他进入更深的这个主题来。
He talk about how to worship God.
提到说要怎样子敬拜神。
Verse 21.
二十一节。
And Jesus said to her, Woman, believe me, and the hour is coming.When neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. Now he's talking about worshiping the Father.
所以主耶稣提到说拜父的事了。
Yes, you want to have living water? You have to worship the Father.
说你都是要得到活水，那么你就要拜这个父。
And then he tells the Samaria woman how to worship the Father.
那么接着主耶稣跟撒玛利亚妇人提到说要怎样子来敬拜神。
You must be a true worshiper.
你必须要做一个真实拜神的人。
23.
23节。
But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshiper will worship the Father in spirit and in truth.
所以这时候将到，如今就是了。真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他。
And then Jesus Christ talk about Messiah.
主耶稣接着再谈到弥赛亚。
Because the verse 25 of the woman say, when the Messiah come, he will reveal everything.
这个二十五节提到说，这个当弥赛亚来的时候，要把一切的事都告诉我们。
26。
二十六节。
And Jesus say, the one who talk with you is the Messiah.
说和你说话的就是他，就是弥赛亚。
So from the whole conversation,
所以从整个对话当中
，we can understand, intellectually, Jesus guide the woman step by step, understand more and more.
所以在这个知识上，主耶稣一步一步的带这个撒玛利亚人妇人在进步的认识了解。
And eventually reveal he himself is a Messiah.
那么最后的就直截了当的说，我就是那个弥赛亚。
But from her personal experience, Jesus also let her experience something new.
所以从她的这个经验当中主耶稣再给这个妇人更新的一个经验。
Chapter 4, verse 17.
第四章的十七节。
Start from verse 16.
十六节开始。
Jesus said to her, Go call your husband and come here.
主耶稣说，你去叫丈夫，你的丈夫来到这里。
17.
十七节。
The woman answered him, I have no husband.
问说我没有丈夫。
Jesus said to her, you are right in saying I have no husband.
说你说没有丈夫是不错的。
Verse 18,
18节,
for you have five husbands,
你已经有个丈夫了。
And he whom you now have is not your husband.
现在你有的并不是你的丈夫。
And this you say truly.
那么这话是真的。
The woman said to him,
这个妇人就这样说。
So the woman must be astonished. How come you know you can read my heart?
所以这个妇人她一定是很惊讶，主耶稣怎么能够把她心中的奥秘都讲出来呢？
You must be someone unusual, special.
所以你一定是一个这个不平凡的人，是一个奇特的人物。
So from her personal experience plus her understanding about Jesus Christ,
所以从她个人的经验，再加上她对主耶稣的了解，
He has a tremendous change.
他有一个很大的改变。
So verse 28.
二十八节。
Verse 28. So the woman left her water jar and went away into the city and said to the people, "Come."
二十九节。
See a man who told me all that I ever did.Can this be the Christ? Verse
30. 30节
They went out to the city and were coming to him. So this is a very fruitful personal evangelism.
所以这个是非常的有效果的个人布道。
Actually, Jesus is working because he is Almighty God.
当然主耶稣他的方法最有效，因为他就是全能的神。
So when we are doing the personal evangelism, we have to ask Jesus Christ to bless our work.
所以我们做个人传道的时候，我们要求主耶稣来祝福我们的工作。
To work together with us.
跟我们一起同工。
If we work by ourselves and Jesus do not work with us,
都是我们观靠自己工作，那没有主耶稣跟我们同在的话。
You put a lot of effort, but without any result.
你花了很多的功夫但是一点效果都没有。
If Jesus worked together with us,
都是主耶稣跟我们同工。
You can experience His burden, is not so heavy.
你可以知道他给你的担子并不是这么难担。
His yoke is easy.
因为他的这个轭是容易的。
When God is working mightily, preaching the gospel is nothing difficult.
这个圣灵到了工作的时候，传福音是很容易的事。
You see, the Jesus converted the woman so easy.
我们看主耶稣使这个撒玛利亚妇人相信是这么容易的事。
And at the end of this incident, Jesus encouraged us try to do His work.
那么这个事情之后，主耶稣他鼓励我们要做他的工。
34节
Chapter 4, verse 34. 第四章的三十四节。
Jesus said to him, "My food is to do the will of Him who sent me and to accomplish His work."
So, 我的食物就是遵行差我来者的旨意，做成他的工。
What does it mean, my food?
那么主耶稣的食物是什么？
If you don't eat the food, if you're hungry,
你若是不吃你就会饿了。
When you are very hungry, you eat the good food, you are very satisfied.
当你饿的时候吃的这个好食物，那么你会心满意足。
So my food means what? Your satisfaction, my satisfaction.
我的食物就是你的满足，我的满足。
And this satisfaction coming from doing the work of God.
那么这个满足是在乎做神的工。
So as a Christian, if you never feel joyful, there must be something wrong.
所以你做一个基督徒，但是你从来不满足过，那么你就有问题了。
If you never experience joy, spiritual joy, maybe something wrong in your spiritual life.
你若是从来没有经历属灵的喜乐，那么属灵的生活就出了毛病了。
There are two possibilities.
有两种可能。
The first one.
第一个。
Maybe we are not filled by the Holy Spirit.
可能你没有得到圣灵的充满。
Because the fruit of Holy Spirit, first is love, the second is joy.
因为圣灵所结的果子，首先就是仁爱，再就是喜乐。
There are other possibilities.
那么还有别的可能。
We never do God's work.
因为你没有做过神的工。
If you do God's work, Your heart will be very joyful.
你若是做神的工，你的心会很喜乐。
From the bottom of your heart, if you think I'm doing something for God, and this thing becomes so meaningful.
从你的心里头，你说这是为主做的，那么你就是觉得很有意义。
Everything, if you look into the bottom, everything eventually turn out to become meaningless.
要不然的话 这样子做起来，那么别的事就变成没有意义。
But if you do God's work, everything become meaningful.
你做神的工，每一样事情都很有意义。
So Jesus say, my food is to do the one who sent me.
所以主耶稣说，我的食物就是做成那差我来的工作。
Now let's turn to chapter 4.
看第四章。
Verse
35. 35节。
Do you not say, there are yet 4 months, then comes the harvest? I tell you, lift up your eyes and see how the fields are already white and for harvest. A lot of people feel still have a few months away, but Jesus say, the harvest is already ripe.
很多收割的人说，这个庄稼还是几个月的时间，但主耶稣说，庄稼已经熟了。
If we see the situation in the world, we don't know when Jesus is coming again.
当我们看这个世界的现况的话，我们真不知道主耶稣要什么时候再来。
It's become worse than every day.
这个是
worse and worse every day.
就是每况愈下。
So we have to utilize the time Jesus have give us to do His work.
所以我们要趁早时间来做神的工。
37. For here are the saying hold true, one sow and another reap. 38. I send you to reap that for which you did not labor. Others have labor and you have entered into their labor. Sometimes we really can understand this verse.
有时候我们很难了解这句话。
Sometimes it's very easy to understand this verse.
有时候很容易了解这句话。
Can you imagine 200 years ago how the missionary pioneered the work of Jesus Christ in Africa?
我们可以想象得到在200年前那些做主耶稣这个传道先锋在非洲工作的人情况吗？
It's really a lot of sacrifice.
他们非常多的牺牲。
But today we go there, we don't sacrifice too much.
今天我们到非洲去，我们没有很大的牺牲。
They labor and we enjoy their labor.
因为他们劳苦工作，那我们收起他们所劳苦的。
We go there to have harvest.
我们去是做收成的工作了。
Now we come into chapter 4, verse 39 to 42.
接着是第四章三十九节到四十二节。
Verse 40. 四十节。So when Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. 41.
四十一节。
And many more believe because of his words. Verse 42.
42.
They said to the woman, "It is no longer because of your words that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves, and we know that this is indeed the Savior of the world." Previously, the people believed because of the testimony of the Samaritan woman.
首先他们众人相信是因为撒玛利亚妇人的见证。
But right now, they invite Jesus to stay 2 days.
那么这时候众人邀请主耶稣再多停下来两天。
And they listen more from Jesus Christ.
他们亲耳听主耶稣亲口的话。
And they understand Jesus Christ by themselves.
所以他们现在了解主耶稣的话。
This is a progress of their spiritual pursuit.
那么这是他们在属灵的追求上的更进一层了。
We come to True Jesus Church. Maybe somebody introduced the gospel to you.
我们到真耶稣教会来因为有人跟你传福音。
So today we are here.
所以今天我们在这里。
But that's not enough.
但是关在这里还不够。
You have to build up your personal relation with Jesus Christ.
你要建立你个人跟主耶稣的关系。
So your relationship with Christ should not go through the third party.
所以你个人跟主耶稣的关系不需要借过第三者。
You have to directly build your personal relationship with God.
你必须要直接建立跟主耶稣的关系。
Only by doing so that our faith is strong, is rooted.
那么这样子我们信心是强烈的是扎根的。
Because the one who brings us to the church maybe eventually leave the church.
因为这个带领你到教会来的或许他以后也离开教会了。
But if you don't have built your relationship with God, maybe you are going to fall if the one who bring you to the church leave the church.
若是你不建立你跟主耶稣个人的关系的话，那么带领你的人离开教会之后，那么你也可能会离开了。
So eventually, this group of people believe in Jesus because they listen to Jesus by themselves and they truly know Jesus is a Savior.
所以这个时候，这些众人他们亲耳听主耶稣所说的话，他们相信了。